Hello and welcome to 10 Minutes here with Mina Ratu. Today I have a gentleman called Dalton. Hello, Dalton.
Hello there.
Hello. Dalton, tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, basically I'm born in Wolverhampton. I've been there over 30 years. I've got two children. And also, I am also been married for 34 years.
Wow, 34 years. Yeah. That's amazing, Dalton. What career were you involved in, Dalton?
My main career actually was being a social worker, working with the Dudley Social Services.
Okay, so what kind of, why did you have an interest in being a social worker?
Basically, I had a passion really to try and help people the best way I can. And I just felt like being in that field, I'll be able to make a difference in the lives of many people, especially in the elderly.
Oh, that's great, Dalton. That's absolutely fantastic. What is the most challenging thing that you've had to face in life?
The most challenging thing I would say was actually when I had my first stroke in 2011.
Okay.
And subsequently the next big one was in 2012. And those were quite challenging because they came out of the blue without no notice.
Okay, so how did this affect you mentally on a day-to-day basis? Would you share that with our viewers? Because there might be someone out there that has gone through a similar situation as yourself. So could you share some of your experiences?
Yeah, basically, when I was in having OT and physio, I really had to work very hard because I know I've had a goal in mind to try and get myself better. I knew it would be challenging, but I was so determined, you know. And that was the most challenging part, realizing that I had a goal to try and get better as soon as possible. Bearing in mind that my son proposed to his wife or wife to be in America, and the challenge that I had was I was going to try and get myself fit to try and get to the wedding, and that was the most challenging thing, trying to get to the wedding. And I really give God thanks that I was able to get myself fit with the help of the OTs and physio and be able to go on that plane to attend my son's wedding in the United States of America.
So you had the correct support at the right time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Dalton, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
In my spare time, I love watching football. I'm a supporter of Man United. And also, I do love reading a lot. I think one of the things is with reading, it's helped me really to develop myself and to do extra courses, and which I'm probably talk a little bit on later on.
That's great. What is your greatest achievement so far, Dalton?
I would say the greatest one was being awarded the Point of Light Award by the former Prime Minister, David Cameron, who actually, after careful scrutiny, selected me as an outstanding individual who have worked well within the community and highlighted me in the newspaper and on the radio. And he was really proud of the achievement. And that's one of my greatest achievements, to be able to acknowledge that he gave me this award before he actually stepped down as Prime Minister.
Wow, that's absolutely phenomenal, Dalton. What three positive tips would you give to someone who has been in a similar situation as yourself? So when you said that you had a stroke first and then unexpectedly had the second, how can you continue being positive? What three tips would you give to someone out there?
I would say, basically, try to remain positive.
Yeah.
In the sense that you can still achieve your goals and objectives. For example, I was able still to do the stairs years later on. And I can say, if you keep positive and remain positive, you'll be able to do certain things still, even though you may have limited functions.
That's right. So you would advise people to take small steps, allow yourself time and patience.
That's correct, yeah, because you won't get there kind of overnight, you know. Absolutely. It's all a journey.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a way of seeing that you have had that life change and it's approaching it now in a different way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Phenomenal, Dalton. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? Or shall I say, where do I see you in 5 years' time?
Okay. I do see myself in promotional work, because one of the things that when I went to Access to Business and I'd done a little survey, they did ask me to actually picture yourself, what do you see as one of the things that you'll do in the future? Mm-hmm. And on the survey, when I completed it, it actually concluded that I would be good at TV promotion and things like that.
Definitely. I can see that already.
Uh-huh.
And there's other things that I've asked you beforehand, and I actually know that Dalton is currently writing a book. So could you tell our listeners a little bit about your book?
Yes, basically, this book was actually birthed while I was in hospital, actually, the sense that the theme of it reflects my journey, afflicted but not defeated, because many thought that I would be defeated,
mm-hmm.
Especially after having those strokes.
Yeah.
And the purpose now of this book is really to highlight to individuals that there is still life after a stroke.
Definitely. There is light at the end of that tunnel.
Definitely.
And through your book, so you've talked about all the tasks and tackles that you've had to occur during your strokes.
Yeah.
And other mental effect that it has had on you.
Absolutely.
So my next question for you, Dalton, is when can I buy this book?
Right. I'm hoping in 2020 I'll be having a launch. I can't single out a month yet, but definitely we're looking towards the latter end of 2020.
Oh, absolutely phenomenal, Dalton. I'd just like to thank you for letting me interview you today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Dalton.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. I've been interviewed.
Thank you for joining me here on 10 Minutes with Mina Ratoon.